Good morning. It's 8:32. I'm Emily Files. Gail Klein is still here, but to talk about a different topic, and also Chelsea Goucher. They are here for the Financial Foundation Task Force, which is part of the Wellness Coalition. And you guys have an event coming up?
We do. We're hosting at Schoenbar Middle School Mad City Money. And this is a simulation for middle school students. We're actually doing it later with high school students next at Revilla. But it's an opportunity for them to get some real-life experience in terms of budgeting and money management and understanding what kinds of financial things they'll be encountering once they're out on their own. We're finding, you know, that a lot of young people just really don't know what to expect. And so it's a chance for them to figure out what the real world's going to bring forward for them for balancing budgets and spending money.
Mm-hmm. Basically, they're assigned a budget, mm-hmm. and then they have to work within those parameters to kind of pay for everything. And a lot of people don't think about housing as it includes utilities, electricity, mm-hmm. garbage, water, mm-hmm. you know, all of that, and then your internet and your phone and your cable, and then are you going to have a pet? What mm-hmm. about the expenditures that come up if you have a veterinary bill? So it kind of really forces them to look at all of it, because sometimes when you think about, oh, what are my expenses, you don't think about all those little things that add up, you know.
Mm-hmm. And they're used to, you know, being at home, and they're used to, you know, when youth get out on their own the first time, they're not used to all those things that they have to pay. And so in addition to those pieces, they'll have requirements. So we will give them each incomes and salaries, and then they have to purchase things. They have to purchase housing. They all have children, so they have to purchase items for their children. They have to go out and get vehicles and, you know, make sure they've got all those other things like Chelsea was talking about. So it'll really help them see those pieces and understand by, you know, simulation what it's going to be like.
Hmm. Could you explain more of how the simulation is going to work?
Mm-hmm. So they'll have the tables that they'll have to go to. So they have to face salespeople. So, for example, they'll start out and they'll have their amount of salary that they get and the list of things they have to go purchase. So they have to get housing. They have to get furnishings. They have to get a vehicle. So they'll go to the tables and the volunteers will be there selling items. So as a salesperson, I'm going to be encouraging them to buy the latest and greatest model because everybody needs it. And that's reality.
Yes. And that's another part of it is learning how to say, okay, this is my budget, and then what are my wants versus what are my needs,
right?
And then feeling the pressures, you know, from the society and salesmen saying, no, you actually need this.
right.
Yeah.
And we all get so many messages, you know, you have to have the newest phone, you know, the i5 or iPhone 6 or whatever is coming out. You can't not have that, right? And so helping them understand and see what happens at the end of the day when they find out that, you know, maybe they've bought the latest, greatest, and now they don't have food or they don't have diapers for the baby or whatever things may be coming. And then they'll have a chance to adjust their budgets, but they also get to have encounters with the fickle hand of fate.
Yes, I was thinking about that. That's a really fun kind of component of the whole experience. Someone's going to be – one of the volunteers is going to be kind of moving around the room as the students are rotating between the different stations, and we'll just give them a card that says, you know,
You won the lottery,
or your car just completely broke down, you know, and then it reminds them, okay, well, part of my budget should probably be saving or figuring out how to do, how to work with this extra money that I suddenly came upon and how to use it efficiently. And so that's definitely an important thing, you know, to
hopefully
keep in mind.
Whoever wins the lottery doesn't think that that is actually going to happen. Hopefully they don't count on that happening.
And it's probably more like bank error in your favor, you know, the old monopoly kind of thing, although that doesn't really happen either. So, yeah. So, you know, again, just really for this age group, getting those concepts across. And as students progress through the high school, they do have, you know, careers classes and other classes that'll give them opportunities to explore these ideas further, but really just starting to help them understand, you know, how difficult this is.
So is this the first time you all are doing this kind of event?
The organization has actually done it before. This is a new task force. So this task force was established this year after a meeting last summer where it really was shown that there are lots of individuals and people in Ketchikan that need some financial education. So I believe Tonga's Federal Credit Union did the event before this task force was formed. But for the task force, it's our first time putting this event together. So we definitely have people involved that have experience with it and have done it before. But as this new task force, it is our first event. And that's nice to mention because, you know, that's a large part of what this task force will be doing is providing education. And when you go to our website, it's on the Ketchikan Wellness Coalition website, you will see information on the kinds of training that we can do. So we do have a lot of workshops that we're excited to present to the community, whether it to be businesses or whether it to be individuals, to help them get some basics in terms of managing their money, whether it be investing or budgeting, even things through college in terms of financial planning, how to get scholarships, how to apply for FAFSA and loans. And there's so many different facets of how, you know, strong financial knowledge comes in to help people have better lives, including, you know, career search. We have representatives from banks, from the job center, from the university, from the chamber, because there's so many different aspects where this financial knowledge comes into play.
So representatives from all those different places will be participating in this?
Participating in this as well as participating in this task force that is really out here to provide, again, a stronger foundation for our community and their knowledge of finances.
Mm-hmm. So this is for high school and middle school students?
This particular event we're just doing right now at Show and Bar, but we are doing the event again later in April, I think.
At Revilla?
At Revilla,
yes.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
So is it a mandatory event? Are all the middle school students going to be participating?
I believe right this year they're just doing 7th graders as they did last time. A lot of the 8th graders are doing testing at the time. So that way when we do it every year, all the students will get it eventually during their 7th grade year. And that way, because it does take a number of volunteers to man all the stations and have those sales booths, that way it does make the event a little bit more manageable.
Mm-hmm. Okay, anything else to add?
I don't think so. I'm really looking forward to the event. I think it will be a lot of fun. I think the financial literacy piece is so important because it's just, you know, when you're a student, you don't think about those things. And it's so easy to kind of let stuff go in one ear and out the other. So I'm really excited that the task force is in existence and that it's doing what it's doing to help provide those foundations for young people in the community, because it really is essential. And then once you grow up and you're on your own, you realize that and you wish you'd paid more attention. So I think any opportunity to engage students, especially in a way like this, it's kind of fun. And makes them think and gives them some choice. And
makes it kind of a game.
Yeah, absolutely.
When I help it, I think it also helps them make it more viable for them, because when they read it in a book, you know, it can be kind of dry. Mm-hmm. But when they've actually kind of experienced it and had that feeling of I lost the game, you know, obviously there's no dramatic effect for them now, but they can start to see and really understand how that could be a dramatic effect for them later.
Yeah. Okay, great. Chelsea Goucher and Gail Klein, thanks for coming in.
Thanks.
Thank you.